Got your Bibles, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. When you get there, stand with me, please. We got one passage we're going to use as a text. Everybody knows it well. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10 says, "For Demas hath forsaken me, loving this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Grecians to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia." Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. Let's pray. Father, give me the words to say now as I stand before the congregation to share your word. May your word be preached with boldness and authority. Pray your blessing upon it as we break the bread of life. And Lord, just let your people be encouraged. Lord, feed your flock with thy precious truths. And Lord, I ask that if there's one here who knows not Christ, the free pardon of sin, this will be the day they receive Jesus before it's too late. I also pray, Father, for those prayer requests that have been spoken. Just be of those that are sick. Lord, those that are recovering from surgery, just give them grace and just give them a speedy recovery. No complications. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. We thank you for each one gathered in your house this morning. We thank you for your church. Again, may everything that we say and do this morning honor and glorify you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be seated, please. Some might ask, Brother John, Pastor, this Demas, did he used to serve the Lord? Yes, he did. But the problem is that he got caught up in the world and he stopped serving the Lord. You know why it bothers me if the church is closed down? Because people are going to wander. That's what happened to Demas. He wandered away from God. And I'll tell you, if they close the churches, God's children, if they're not strong in their faith, if they're not walking with the Savior, they're going to wander. Now, the Word of God says that his name was Demas. There's only three passages in the New Testament that even mention his name. And by the way, that name means governor of the people. But the thing is, he couldn't even govern his own self. And beloved, that's what I want to talk to you about. You see, we as God's children need to continue in our intimacy with our walk with God. We need that closeness. And when we wander and we stray into the world, you know what happens? We lose that. Now, Demas was a fellow laborer of Paul. So that lets me know that one time he had to have been saved. You say, well, then he lost his salvation. No, if you're truly saved, you're eternally secure in Christ. You're never, ever going to lose your salvation. But you can lose your testimony, you can wander, and you can backslide. And I want to tell you, in the long run, it's going to cost you. Not your salvation, but I want to tell you, the most miserable people in the world today is the born-again child of God that has wandered away from God, backslid. And let me just go ahead and say this. Demas did not wake up one day and say, hey, you know what? I think I'll be a backslider today. It always comes gradually. Amen? I got three little topwater points. We'll give an invitation. But I want to encourage you, just in case you're under the sound of my voice and you feel the pull of the world. And let me just say this. We are told in Scripture, 1 John 2 tells us not to love the things of the world. Amen? Because if we love those things, then the love of the Father is not in us. That's what the Bible says. Now, understand, there is a pull. It's true. God gave us the capacity to love. And when we love God like we're supposed to, then the pull of the world and the things of the world will not have any room in our hearts. We'll love God the way we're supposed to. But listen to me. When we start loving the things of the world, then the love of God is not there. And when it's not there, guess what? The heart's going to be full of other things that the flesh wants. Amen? And that's what happens. 1936, remember the Olympics were over in Germany, Berlin, Germany. And of course, Hitler, this was Germany on display for that Aryan race. And I know I wasn't around back in those days. And is there anybody that was around during those days? Woo! But I know this for a fact. During that time, those Olympics, of course, Jesse Owens put on quite a show, didn't he? Won several gold medals. But the biggest surprise of all was the German women's 440 relay team, 400 meter relay team. They were chosen to win. It was a done deal. They were going to win the gold. And guess who they were going to be racing against in the finals? Good old US of A. And when the gun sounded and they started, Germany took off like a shot. And they led the entire time until the baton was passed to the anchor lady there, the last one. In fact, they were like 7 yards ahead of our anchor. But a funny thing happened. She dropped the baton. And that disqualified the Germans, and the Americans ended up winning the gold. Now, even though they won, they started the race fine, and they ran a good race, and everything was going good, guess what? Just because they started perfect didn't mean that it was going to end up that way. And that's the first point I want to give you. Just because we start perfect doesn't mean it's always going to end well. Now, the Bible doesn't tell me, and you won't find it, that Demas, you won't find his testimony where he met the Savior. It doesn't say. But I know that he had to have because he was a fellow laborer of Paul and Mark, and Luke, and Aristarchus. Now, we know who Mark was. Marcus was Mark, writer of the Gospel of Mark. We know who Lucas was. He was Luke, the physician. He wrote the book of Luke. He wrote the book of Acts. Aristarchus was a fellow prisoner with the Apostle Paul. He was in jail with Paul. And the early church knew them and knew them well. And Demas must have been well thought of because over in Philemon, and by the way, that's a short book with only 25 verses, but verse 24 mentions that Demas is with those, and it means fellow laborer, a fellow laborer. In other words, a companion in the work of the Lord. So we know he had to be saved. But beloved, listen to me this morning. It's real easy to lose focus. We might start out right, But it's real easy to lose focus and it not end up well. You see, how many times have we seen it in the church today? Someone will walk the aisle, they'll kneel, they'll stand before the church and said, I've prayed and asked Jesus into my heart, and they're on fire for God. And then a couple months goes by or a couple years go by, and boom, they're gone. How many times have you seen that? Kind of reminds me of a bottle rocket. Amen? When you light a bottle rocket, fizzles, shoots off, pops, and then it's done. We call that flash in the pan back home. And you see it more and more. And that's what's happened to Demas. Started out well. But for whatever reason, guess what? He didn't finish well. All of us need to learn that lesson. It kind of goes with what Jesus said in the parable of the sower over there in Luke 8. It talks about how the seed fell on the stony ground and it didn't take root. And guess what happened? When trials and tribulations came, that was it. What's he saying? He's saying that started out good. They're going to follow the Lord. They hear the word. They accept the word. And then, boom, because of temptation, because of trials and hard times, boom, they stop following the Lord. Judas Iscariot was one of the circle. There's 12 of them. But Jesus knew something about him that the other disciples didn't know. They thought he was saved. I mean, they trusted him. After all, they let him keep the money. Amen? And by the way, he was called a thief because that was his nature. But Jesus said this about Judas Iscariot. One of you is the devil. And it was him. You see, you can start out right, but that doesn't mean it's all going to end well. And child of God, I pray you have started out right. You say, well, preacher, how can I know that I'm starting out right? Well, first and foremost, you need to, one, recognize that you need Jesus as your Savior. You need to be saved. The Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You must be born again. Understand, you can't meet Jesus by being a member of a church or being baptized or doing good works. You must be born again. You must have a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. You got to be saved. Secondly, not only do you have to be saved, but you got to remember this walk of faith, this race, if you will, is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Too many people start off running as fast as they can when we have to learn it's got to be a race of endurance and perseverance. Remember that. Three, also, encourage one another. Amen. Encourage. Those of us that are running the race of endurance, there's lots of folks out there that need encouragement. You say, well, how do you know, preacher? Well, some folks that used to be here every time the doors are open aren't here now. Hit and miss. Hit and miss. Well, why do you think they're having problems? I'll answer you. One, if they're missing church, I assure you, they're missing church, they're not praying, and they're not reading their Bibles. Amen? Now, that's a little harsh, but that's the truth. So they need our encouragement. encouragement. Hey, we miss you. And I want to encourage you, brother. I want to encourage you, sister. Spend time with the Lord. Pray. Get in your Bible. And if you'll spend time in prayer and you'll get in God's Word, you know what's going to happen? They're going to end up coming through those doors again. But they need encouragement. And then we got young believers. They definitely need our encouragement. We are told in God's Word to encourage them. Hebrews 13, tells us to encourage one another. And then, finally, not only are we to encourage them, we have to totally rely on God. Not ourselves. Not ourselves. Do you get discouraged, preacher? Oh, sometimes. It's normal. But I don't stay discouraged. I don't see how you can stay discouraged when you open this book and God shares His love for you. Amen? So again, Demas at one time loved the Lord. He was a co-laborer for the Lord Jesus Christ. And he kept great company. And there's no doubt Paul influenced him. It's no doubt Mark and Luke and Aristarchus influenced him. But somewhere down the line, I don't know what came to pass, but somewhere down the line, he changed. Because another time that Demas' name is mentioned, all it says is, and Demas. And Demas. Doesn't say anything else. That doesn't mean he stopped serving the Lord all at once. But he did stop serving the Lord. Something took place in his life and in his heart where it became more important than his walk with Christ. And if you talk to any backslidden child of God, and if they're truthful, they'll tell you that things have come into their lives that they never would have thought they would have allowed, but understand what the Bible... In fact, turn to James real quick. James chapter 1. Everybody should be familiar with this. But let's read it ourselves. James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and... look at verses 14 and 15. James chapter 1, 14 and 15. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Somewhere in Demas' life this took place. And it takes place in every backslidden Christian's life. You see, what happens is we, the flesh, begins to contemplate with the flesh and the spirit, and they begin to argue back and forth, if you will. You know, that can't be that bad. I've been pretty good for several years. Lord, let that just slide. It'll be okay. So it starts back and forth between the flesh and the spirit, and it entices. And then we justify, okay, I'm going to give in to the flesh. And that's what we do. But what's sad is the Bible says sin, we commit that sin, sin when it's finished, it bringeth forth death. Listen to me, we're not talking about physical death. We're talking about spiritual death. And what I mean by that is that ability to listen to the conscience that God gave us dies. That ability to walk and heed the Holy Spirit, it dies. that ability to live for God dies. You say, well, what happens if I've committed sin? The good thing is this, you can return to God anytime. If you're willing to confess your sin and forsake it, He'll forgive you. But if you stay in that sin more and more and more, of it is going to die. And that's what happened to Demas. The Bible doesn't say he loved the world. You see, the world became his love. Now, I don't know what was in the world that enticed him to walk away, but I do know it enticed him. And he gave in. Now, how many of you know who Eutychus is? Eutychus. Eutychus was a young man that was listening to Paul preach in a third-story window, Acts chapter 20. And he fell out of the window, and he died. And the Apostle Paul had to go down, and through the power of God was able to bring him back to life. But do you know why he fell out of the window? You say, well, he was asleep. Well, yeah, he was, but no. In fact, I'm going to give you a little theological truth that it cost me several years to go into Bible college and seminary to learn. And this is what it taught me. You know why he fell out? You better get your pen and paper down. You want to write this down. This is good stuff. You know why he fell out of the window? Because half of him, more than half of him, was outside the window than was inside the window. Y'all get that? That's where a backslidden Christian is. Half of them are more in the world than in the church. Now, I won't charge you for that. That's a free one today. But think about that for a second, y'all. That's why I fell. And Demas, half of his heart was in the world. And listen, the Lord ain't going to share His love. Listen to me. He's not going to share His love with just anything. Oh, He loves us. And yes, He loves us unconditionally. But you know what? He's not going to compete for your love. You either love Him 100% or you don't. He's not going to take, oh, here's some leftover love, Lord. I'll give you this little corner here. No, it doesn't work that way. Amen? Now, second point I want to bring. The downward slope is gradual, but slippery. I read not that long ago, a man decided to climb the Stone Mountain there in Georgia. And he went up the hiking trail and he climbed the mountain. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's very rounded and it's very slick. But he wanted to look over the edge. And he began to go down. And when he finally realized, wait a second, I better turn around and go back, he couldn't make it back up because it was too steep. And there wasn't nobody around. So he just stayed there, hanging on, hoping someone would come along. But the sad thing is, he got tired. Couldn't hang on anymore. Lost his grip and fell to his death. Now, beloved, that's the way it is when we walk away from God. It's always gradual. Because again, you just don't wake up saying, I think I'll sin today. I think I'll backslide today. A born-again child of God doesn't think that way. It's always gradual. You see, this is how it works. First you miss Wednesday night. Oh, it's just a Wednesday night. And the next thing you know, it's a Sunday night. And the next thing you know, it's Sunday school. And the next thing you know, you've missed church. and now you've laid out a church. That's how it begins, gradually. Listen. Too many of our people, and I'm not just talking about Lone Mountain, I'm talking about our people, God's children. Too many of us are allowing the devil to talk us into things we don't need to do. And let me say something about Satan for a second. Satan is never going to put all his cards on the table. He's going to slyly come in and he's going to tempt you. Oh, they won't miss you over there. They won't even know you're gone. And if they do, they're not going to encourage you. They're probably going to gossip about you. So go ahead. Go ahead. You're in for trouble. You see, it's real easy. Prodigal son, all he wanted to do was leave the father's house and have a good time. Right? Wanted a good time. And he left. Oh, he was kicking his heels. But before he knew it, he ended up someplace he would have never imagined in his entire life. He ended up in a hog pen. Oh, that would never happen to me. Hey, sin will take you farther than you want to go, cost you more than you want to pay, and keep you longer than you want to stay, right? It will. Every time. What might start out as gradual, and again, the Bible doesn't say what Demas' problem was as far as his temptation, but something in the world had his heart. I'll ask you this morning, what has your heart? And just to let you know, God already knows. He knows what it is. It's gradual. And then the last little one I hope will help you is the direction you take always determines your destination. I can take the 15 south and I can go to California. But listen to me, 15 south will not take me to Florida. It will not take me to New York. It'll only take me to the destination that road goes to. You see, sin is going to take you in a direction that's going to lead you away from the Lord. You say, oh, it won't happen to me. We've got a whole house full in this church alone that has their name on this church roll that we ain't seen in years. Now, I will say some have moved away. This is a transient city. Some have moved away. But there's a lot of folks that have their name on the roll. They're still here. And you ask about them. Nope. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. And let me just say, whatever destination, whatever road you choose, it's going to lead you to a destination somewhere. It's either going to lead you up, down, or away. That's just a fact. So again, Demas left. Lord, you say, well, did he ever come back? Bible doesn't say. I kind of doubt it. Because I believe God would have made sure that we would have known had he had a change of heart and made things right. Doesn't say. But I do know this. He started out well, but look where he ended up. I think of David. Gave in to temptation and sin. Praise God, he made things right. The Lord forgave him. But in his hour of weakness, he gave in to sin. Samson, what did he do? Well, he fell asleep in a lady's lap. Wrong lady. Amen? And while we're speaking about wrong, you know why God told Abraham, you make sure that boy of yours doesn't marry a Canaanite? You know why? Because had Isaac married a Canaanite, it would have taken him away from serving the true God. Wouldn't it have been nice if Solomon would have paid heed? You say, well, why are you even bringing that up? Because young people don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. That's why. You make sure they have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot unequally yoke with an unbeliever. And by the way, that's not, oh, if you don't mind, that's a command from God's Word. You say, oh, I'll get them converted. I'll marry them first, and they'll love me so much, and I'll win them to the Lord. Yeah. How many success stories have we heard? I like count them on one hand. I'm not saying it can't be done, because God can do anything. But it sure is hard. Amen? Now, I'll close with this. You've heard me tell this story, but it's well worth it. You know how an Eskimo kills a wolf? He'll take his knife and he'll sharpen that thing till it is as sharp as that knife can be. And then he'll dip it in walrus blood and he'll put it in the ice and it'll freeze. And then he'll dip it again and it'll freeze and he'll dip it again. And he keeps doing that till that blade is completely covered. Frozen in that blood. And then he'll take the handle and he'll cut out a block of ice and he'll stick that handle in that block of ice. And then he doesn't like set a trap on the side of the woods. He'll put it way in the open because wolves have a keen sense of smell. So when the wolf comes by, of course, he smells the blood and he begins to lick that blade. That's frozen, and he just keeps licking it and licking it and licking it. And his tongue, wolf's tongue, becomes frozen because it's cold. And he begins to lick and continues to lick to where literally he's cutting his tongue. Okay? And he goes into such a frenzy because it's blood. And what the wolf doesn't realize, it is blood, but it's his own blood. And he licks it until he literally bleeds to death. And that's how an Eskimo kills a wolf. And here is what I want you to get. It's the same way with the sin we play with. You see, we become tempted and we become crazy, if you will, over that sin. And we don't realize that that sin's going to kill us. And seen it time after time. Such a frenzy over the sin, we forget how dangerous. And you see, there is a broad way of sin. You see, we're told in Scripture that there's only a narrow way of righteousness. Now, everybody jump on the bandwagon and go broad. But listen to me. Those of us that are on the narrow way of righteousness, we know to stay focused and to continue on. You see, I may be a lot of things, but I'm not a flash in the pan. But I know some flash in the pans. I know some flash pan preachers. You do too, don't you, brother? Demas doesn't say he got right with the Lord. If he was saved, he's saved. But it doesn't say he served God anymore. I would call that flash in the pan. And that's a shame. Lots of potential. Man, could you imagine serving with the Apostle Paul, what he could have learned? Woo! Didn't take advantage of what he had. Child of God, I'll ask you, are you taking advantage of what God's given you? You are a child of the King. You're an heir. Are you living like it? Are you serving Him? Is there a part in your heart where you feel like you're wandering away? It's okay. Stop where you are. Ask the Lord to forgive you and allow the Lord to help you and turn you back to where you need to be. Get you back on the right path. He'll do that. Maybe you're here under the sound of my voice and you don't think you're saved. We can get that settled too, because the Lord wants you in His family. If you'll call on the Lord, He'll save you. Maybe the Lord has laid a loved one on your heart that you feel is heading down the wrong pathway, heading for a bad destination. Don't you think you ought to come up here and lift up that name before God's throne? Ask God to intercede before it's too late? You should. This is the thing, and I'll hush. Don't be a Demas. The man couldn't even govern his own self. Isn't that a shame? All the potential. But it was for nothing. Because of one thing. It's right here. You see, it desired the world instead of God. What do you desire?